In Los Angeles, residents of a mobile home park finally got to come back today. The neighborhood was incinerated by a massive wildfire over the weekend. It was so intense, it melted firefighters' hoses. Amazingly, some homes did survive, and today the owners got their first look. NPR's Carrie Kahn was there.
Los Angeles Fire Captain Steve Ruta was in charge of getting hundreds of residents out of the Oak Ridge Mobile Home Park as fire roared down the overlooking hillside. This afternoon, he finally got the chance to take a few back in.
Right now, we're driving through the mobile home community.
Down every street, all you see is black, charred, twisted metal. An occasional burned-out mailbox gives a clue that a home was there. Then, miraculously, you turn a corner and dozens of unscathed mobile homes appear.
And there's two areas, those that are saved, which we're coming into now, and those that are lost.
Ruta was the one who had to stand before hundreds of the park's evacuated residents gathered at a local high school gym and tell them that 500 of the 600 homes were wiped out.
It was my responsibility to deal with those who were evacuated out of here.
That was heart-wrenching watching you do that.
Oh, yeah, it was tough on me, too, because it's very emotional looking at their faces and trying to be truthful and honest and to let them know that it was going to be a worst-case scenario and they needed to be prepared for it.
Captain Ruta pulls up to Joe and Margaret Courtney's house. He had met the elderly couple at the evacuation shelter. Joe Courtney says the park has lost homes to fires before.
It was bad, but nothing compared to this. I mean, I've equated this scene out here to Hiroshima.
The Courtney's house and dozens of others were untouched. Captain Ruta helps lift open their garage door.
All right. Thank you.
Everything is covered in ash, but intact, including the Courtney's two prized antique cars.
They look fantastic.
Yeah. Margaret Courtney is giddy to see their two old Fords survived. She says it's been a tough experience for the many senior citizens who live in the park. Her husband is 80. She's 75.
And now you're going to tell the world. Thank you. I don't care. I'm just glad to be alive.
Courtney says Oak Ridge Mobile Park has been a great place to live.
It's a beautiful place. It'll come back.
Driving back out of the park, L.A. Fire Captain Steve Ruta agrees. But he says for many of the residents who weren't insured or on fixed incomes, it's going to be a long struggle ahead.
Thank you very much, and all your listeners, too. Think and pray for these folks. They need your help.
Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Sylmar, California.
Alaska Senator Ted Stevens has lost his re-election bid to Democrat Mark Begich. Begich has a lead of 3,724 votes, with just 2,500 overseas ballots left to be counted. That's a big change from election night, which ended with Stevens holding a slight edge. Ted Stevens was first elected in 1968. He's the longest-serving Republican in the Senate ever. He was convicted of felony ethics violations just before the November 4th election, and he said that he will not seek a presidential pardon. Stevens is entitled to a recount if he wants one, and Alaska politicians are expecting that to happen. Begich's victory gives the Democrats 58 seats in the next Senate. The Republicans have 40, and they're still counting votes in the Minnesota Senate race, and there's a runoff in Georgia next month.